Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of 1000 Voices. Guys, you have to forgive me. I am so sorry for the incognito MIA type of situation that I encountered. There is no excuse, absolutely no excuse, to justify why I haven't been recording. It's life. And I hope you forgive me. I'm just going to do my best. I think one of the biggest reasons, because if you listen to episode 55, which is in chapter 3, I stopped from there because I felt like I wasn't experienced enough to talk about relationships like that. And I felt like because I'm not experienced in like my own family, I can talk about my upbringing, but when it comes to having my own family, I felt that I didn't have enough experience to share on the various topics. I will in the future, if you know, God willingly, I will. Should a family happen for me, yes, I will. But for now, I'm moving into chapter 4. And chapter 4 is about love. Now, I have all the experience about love, and I'm going to share as much as I can. I have a sequence on how I'm going to do these episodes in chapter 4. We're going to talk about love, but in a starting from the bottom type of situation, you know, like, for example, love at first sight or cultivating love, and then dealing with heartbreaks, and then, you know, etc. I would like you guys to follow through chapter 4 because I'm exposing everything about my love life. I'm currently single right now. And so many people have asked me, "Ah, you're so pretty, why are you single? Da 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 da." I will use chapter 4 to just talk about love and also talk about my experiences. So I hope you guys are looking forward to this. In this episode, I'm talking about love at first sight. I will share various key points from initial attraction, you know, to chemistry and sparks, the emotional impacts, and, you know, stories from different cultures, as well as scientific perspective. And then, that should sum up love at first sight. So how I see it, right? We are visual beings, especially men. Men are visual beings, and that's why you hear situations where there's terms like BBL and plastic surgery, simply because most women are doing that to look good for men. I don't know, you can argue with me about it, but that's just how it is. And the reason they look like that is they want to be attractive. So there's always that strong physical attraction when it comes to love at first sight. I believe in love at first sight, but I don't believe in it as well, because if I look at my experiences, I would say I'm currently involved with someone that was around me for like a while, but I was never attracted to him, right? So I would say that strong attraction happens, but then it doesn't happen sometimes. Then there's also chemistry and sparks that come, and in most cases this is when you interact with the person. So maybe when you get to know the person, and then you know, oh wow, they like blue, they like yellow, oh my gosh, they like my favorite movie. Oh, you know, we like the same soccer team. So now there's that chemistry coming from even a conversation that you hold, and then you realize, wow, I like this person, they're smart, or they get me, right? That's where the chemistry comes into play. Then the emotional impact of love at first sight. I feel like because there's so much excitement, there's so much nervousness, there's so much happiness, there's so much surprises. It's often the spices to just brewing something. Now, the psychological effects of love at first sight will start developing when you spend time with a particular individual, and then you realize that, wait a minute, I think I like this person, because you've spent time together, you've created various memories together, and you see yourself spending more time with this person. Then it becomes a relationship, right? So how I see love at first sight, let's talk about cultural differences. So from the Western perspective, it's always a story, a romantic situation. For example, Romeo and Juliet, that was like a love at first sight thing. That is the Western perspective. Then the Eastern perspective, which is what I believe in the most, is fate and destiny. I believe in fate and destiny. I don't believe in coincidences. Yes, I know coincidences do take place, but I feel like it's destiny, it's fate, it's something that was already kind of written and it's coming to pass. So if you are to have love at first sight or be with a particular person and there's a strong chemistry, then that's definitely fate. That's how I take it. Then you have indigenous and folk tales, and those view love at first sight through values and belief about love. So it's like you see someone, you like someone, you want to be with them, and then you just explore that, and then eventually become lovers, and you realize it's either the spirits that guided you individuals to now become distant partners. So that's the indigenous side of things. Then the scientific perspective is just how we as people, we have pheromones and also genetic compatibility. But let me talk about pheromones, because I see on TikTok, this is like a big term where people use different things to like make their pheromones explode so they can attract men, da 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 da. But I feel like the pheromones from the female and the pheromones for the male kind of bring each other, or like the woman can experience the male's pheromones, vice versa, and then they find love at first sight through that. Then we have the scientific way of, you know, just neuroscience insights, where the brain releases dopamine and oxytocin during such a powerful initial moment where you see this person and you're like, damn, okay, you are A, B, C, D, I like you. That is love at first sight. Yeah. And also, because our brain releases all these chemicals, whenever you see that person again, you are being rewarded with that dopamine. You are being rewarded with that oxytocin, and you feel good. That's why you get situations where people are in love, people are sick in love, they're deep in love, they've fallen in love, because their brain gives them that dopamine release, gives them that oxytocin release, and they just want to keep having it. It's just science, guys. So I'm just applying this to my own life to try and get over the situation that I'm going through now, that oh, come on, it's really nothing. It's just my brain releasing dopamine and oxytocin when I see this person. So I just need to find ways to release dopamine and oxytocin. But I'm not talking about heartbreaks now. Not right now. You will get that at like episode 15. In chapter 4. Remember the sequence of my podcast. We have episode 1 going on up until episode 56 that we are in now. But within each chapter, like this is chapter 4, episode 1. But in the life of the podcast, this is episode 56. I'm sorry for making it complicated, but I used a little bit of maths on this because I wanted to build different chapters. It's a 1,000 voices podcast. I'm talking about so many things. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this one. The next episode, I will be talking about building a strong foundation after you have your love at first sight. Enjoy!